Welcome to the podcast. Really quickly, whether you're wearing a suit or sweats, do you know you spend almost 24 hours a day in your underwear? Wow. But instead of making a statement, your underwear might be boring. Well, Me Undies is here to change that. That's right. Every pair of Me Undies is fancy. It's made from sustainably sourced modal, a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. Ooh, so soft. Nothing can describe the fit and feel of Me Undies. That's why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. And if you don't love your first pair of Me Undies, they're free. Yep, free. No questions asked. MeUndies has dozens of styles and limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear, whether anyone can see them or not. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with the MeUndies subscription plan. Get the MeUndies subscription or a single pair and get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/funny. That's MeUndies.com/FUNNY for 20% off your first order. MeUndies.com/funny. Now let's listen to Allegedly. Welcome to Allegedly. I'm Theo Vaughn.
And I'm Matthew Cole Weiss. And today we have two amazing guests, Miss Mel B.
Woohoo!
And Mr. Stefan Belafonte.
Yo, yo.
Thank you guys so much for
husband
coming in.
Husband and wife, too. This is our first husband and wife.
Yeah, this is our first. This is our first. Not even
foursome.
Husband,
foursome.
Foursome. Yeah,
this is
our first. Well,
let's get it
in
on
the podcast.
Hey, and there's one for each of us too. We like different things. So we briefed you guys. We're so happy you're here today. Thank you so much.
And, thanks for having us.
Yeah, yep. we're so excited, and we're just gonna jump right into round one.
Yeah, okay. We briefed you on the format, and what you should know is Theo and I are completely different.
Yeah.
North Pole and South Pole. I am gay, Jewish from Philadelphia.
Or pole and no pole. Yeah. And also, he believes in Judaism. Yeah, he believes in Judaism. I'm still, you know, hoping to get to heaven.
Okay. And he's from Louisiana, and he's straight.
For now.
I don't know. The more the more podcasts we do, yeah, the more I start to question.
Oh, whatever, dude. I am doing maybe one day for a movie role.
Oh, yeah.
I might meet him.
Without the cameras going.
Yeah. I've been doing my butt kegels just to get ready. So it could happen. All right, so we're going to start round one. I'm going to get 3 minutes on the clock, please.
Oh, you're going first?
I'm going to go first today.
Wow, that is a rarity.
Oh,
my
really?
Story is weird. It just happened to me. I don't even know if it's a story, but a lot of our listeners know I joined a thing called Orgasmic Meditation, which is where you go to these meetups, and it's a real thing, first of all. And
really?
You meet up. Yeah, there's like hundreds of people.
And you
show
pay.
Up, and you pay. You're yeah. into this club.
Con.
Yeah, you pay to get in first, right?
Thank you.
But then what happens is, you get partnered up with a woman, a man and a woman, and then the woman lays down, and they have no pants on or underpants, and then the man kind of sits. The man is fully clothed and sits kind of like adjacent to them with one of his legs over her body.
So she has no underwear on.
And the
no.
guy gets to stay clothed.
Out.
The guy's fully clothed, yeah.
Love it, love
and
it.
And then the man pleasures the woman. There's a protocol as to how it goes. You say certain things. There are certain responses.
Like what?
How do you pleasure her?
What's the number?
You protocol.
Sounds good already.
Wait, it sounds better in theory. Wait until he talks about who goes to these things.
You basically diddle the woman.
Yes.
What's diddle mean?
It's like
remix. You cut a remix on it.
Yeah.
Also, you can use your hand.
Oh, no, you only are using your hand.
Only using your hand. That's it. One finger. And you
one finger.
Yeah. The magic finger.
And you can't go inside. You only stay on the outside, and you pleasure the woman.
I'm going to throw up.
For 15 minutes, right? This is the class. This is the seminar. This is how it works every time. And you pleasure the woman for 15 minutes, and there's like a there's moderators walking around to make sure everybody's doing it by protocol. And then the session ends, and you have some closing moments with that person, and then that meditation is over.
And
that
the point of it.
Wait, no, a quick question. Where does this take place geographically?
This takes place downtown and in Venice.
Okay, cool.
And so in San Diego, and actually all across America. It started in New York, and now so it's made
is there a lot of disco bushes?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Okay.
There is some shrubbery.
Well. So you don't get to choose your partner?
You can, but you also can sometimes just get paired up.
Right.
And the reason you do this is...
And the reason I do this is because I have a lot of anxiety sometimes when it comes to some intimate situations. And also, my mind's all over the place. So for 15 minutes, you basically have to give all your attention to someone else's pleasure, like with no... reciprocation feedback, of your own. Yes. And so that's what you kind of, and then you've all, like, by the end of the night, like last night I went and pleasured two women. Right? So I leave out of there, like, regular chicks are hitting me up that I would, these are not women that I would.
But you have to tell regular chicks you're lying, because this would sound gross to a regular chick.
I want to hear what the women look like.
Yes.
Well, oh, my mom. My mom goes there.
Yes. That's who goes there. I know that I'm an eight. I'm an eight as a man. I'm comfortable being an eight. That's fine. I'm handsome. That's who I am.
An eight, huh?
All right. I'm a couple points above probably some of the other lookers in the room, I think.
Right.
Okay. Does the room have good ventilation?
The room gets a little irie.
Ooh, irie,
so that's what I'm going to say. So I did this last night.
Agoraphobia. This would be like my worst nightmare. I forgot.
This is a place that Howard Mandel.
All right, what's your story? Hurry up.
My story is that I show up last night and I get a partner. And next thing you know, help this woman get to climax, right? And
sounds like a club. I didn't mean to look at you.
I didn't mean to look at you when I said the word climax.
I was like,
I didn't want to look at your wife when I said it.
I got you.
So I don't know. And then the second woman was really bossing me around, I felt like, the whole time. And her, like, she really had a vibrant scent really coming out of your vulturous. It was vulturous. And at one point, I literally had to take my other hand, like I'm still working, but I had to literally hide my face into my bosom almost.
Did you have to soak your fingers after?
Oh, no, you have gloves on. You have gloves.
Oh, okay. You have gloves on? Oh, my God.
This is even more surgical.
I'll tell you this, dude. I left out of there feeling like a straight champ, bro.
Did you?
Like, oh, I got two girls off in Venice, bro, and then rolled out. Hanging out.
I love that you're, I mean, it doesn't seem like that hard. Anybody can enroll and apparently get these women off.
True.
I could do this. And I don't even know, I've never even been there.
But I'll say this, there was a moment that happened where a young lady climaxed and she started crying, right? Oh. She's like, I haven't climaxed in so long. And then I kind of started crying a little bit.
No, you didn't.
No, really.
I teared up. And it was just.
So essentially, you're like helping people. This is you more giving back.
A little bit.
But I'm getting empowered.
You are so out of time.
You cannot tell this to a straight girl that you're about to hook up with. She will think you are a super crazily weird freak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And go, you got to say, I was just kidding.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Think about these women.
Ask yourself for this real quick. You're a hot girl. Where are you not going? Okay, good. There you go.
And by the way, you better be a pro now. Like, if you hook up with a real...
You better literally just touch the girl with that one deadly finger. She better be like...
Oh. You literally start to walk around. This is one of the benefits, man. You walk around,
Fingers up. Quick on the draw.
I got the power.
See, you know what, though? You know, I have a natural tremor. I'd be really good at this.
You'd be really good.
I don't have to do anything. I'd be like, hey.
Yeah,
be like,
oh,
there you go.
You'd be the Scott Storch bro.
You would be disgusted. Though you go in there with that funkadelic smell going on.
By the way, there aren't enough gloves. not in women in general, but well, maybe. But right. I mean, just in this situation, this sounds awful.
Like, so it was a tough night, and I know that that's
good
not
for you,
a
dude.
Normal story for me, but it just occurred. And,
well, your story's done.
How long have you been part of this club?
I've been in for about 6 weeks, but this is only the third function that I've been to because I've been out of town. But I'm going to be, I have another one set up for Saturday.
I would never go to it. But here's the thing, real quick.
I know you're going to want to go look.
I would never want to go look. You know why? Here's the thing. As a guy, you go, oh my God, there's all these naked women and there's guys playing with them. It sounds kind of cool. You get there and the reality will smack you like a 10,000 pound brick. Bow, right in your face.
And then you'd be terrified.
I wouldn't want to be with anyone again. I would be gay. I'd be with Matt.
Yeah. I think you guys should go.
Matt's already about to win a new
I
man.
Won.
Yeah. You might be a little old for Matt. He only likes pretty much 17
years old. Stop it.
Really?
Sorry, 19.
19 to 25 I like, but it never works out well.
All right, Matt's story.
All right, my story. Completely different. I'm going to tell actually a story about what was one of the coolest days of my life. I've held on to this story for some good guests. When I was in college, I wrote for the school newspaper, right? Just as a way to go to movies for free and to go to junkets. So the first junket I did was Good Will Hunting, which was one of my favorite movies ever. But it's like right before Ben Affleck and Matt Damon really hit. And I did the junket. And then afterwards, I was in the hotel lobby. And Ben Affleck comes down. And he's like, hey, you. And he knew I was from NYU. And I said, hey, and he goes, where are you going? I said, back down to campus. I'm just going to get a cab. And he's like, you want a ride? And I was like, Ben Affleck, you're going to give me a ride? And he says, all right, let's do it. So I hop in the car with
him.
You
think he might be gay and trying to hit on you?
No, no, not at all. I thought he was being genuinely nice, dude.
Okay.
I wasn't out. I wasn't even close to out at this time. So that wouldn't even get. So we get in the limo, and this is when he was dating Gwyneth Paltrow, which was really cool.
Yeah. Oh,
so
my
God. So he's calling Gwyneth on the phone, and I'm just like, oh, my God, this is the coolest thing. And so then we get to my dorm, and he goes, so what are you doing tonight? And I was like, by the way, me in college was not a cool thing. Like, yeah. I didn't do anything. I said, nothing. And he goes, do you know any cool, like, parties to go to at NYU? And I was like, I can find out. And he said, let me give you my number. So I got his number. I spent hours trying to find a cool party. Hours. Literally calling up a frat, like, just cold turkey and being like, do you have a party? This is honest to God truth. Needless to say.
I can totally see that.
Yeah, like,
and now you're still doing that, ironically.
Yeah, that's true. For so different crazy. Reasons. And so he calls, and I was like, honestly, I don't know of anything. And he's like, it's all right. Why don't you come out and hang out with us? And I was like, this was crazy. I was 19. And so it was a place called the Spy Bar, which was really big in New York at the time. I was like, cool, because it was dark and celebrities went there, but you could go onto the top and look down and see people. So I meet him there, and the person won't let me in because I'm 19 and I don't have an ID, a fake ID.
No.
So eventually I'm like calling Ben. Texting wasn't even happening. I'm like calling Ben, and I'm like, can you come out? And like, I mean, he's like, all right, cool. He sends Casey Affleck out. His brother comes to get me. We go in and I sit.
Casey killed in that movie. Who did he? Sorry, go on.
Jesse
James.
I love him. Okay. Amazing, amazing.
So I go sad. In. It's, I
can't believe you did that.
Leonardo DiCaprio,
no.
David Blaine, Fiona Apple, Casey, and Ben.
No
and
way.
Me.
That's a lineup.
That's a good one.
I was so like fish out of water. I had no idea what was going on. But it turned out to be, and I'm a huge Leonardo DiCaprio fan. At the time, he was in this movie called Marvin's Room. And I was just like, oh my God, I was gushing. And I was just like trying to keep cool, whatever. It turned out to be one of the coolest nights
that
in my life, right?
Like a cool night.
I took a cab home at like 2 a.m. Never talked to Ben again. Last year at Golden Globes party, I see him. And this is like me, like, I'm like, oh my God, you like, this was the best night. And I go up to him, I'm like, Ben, hey, how's it going? You remember me from NYU? And you took me home? He goes, no.
No.
And I was like, crushed. Oh.
That's
but it was a fun night. He's like, I'm sure it happened. I just don't remember it. And I was like, all right.
No.
Fair enough. I just got to say, it was really sweet of you. And that was one of the best, like, coolest nights of my life. He's like, all right, glad I can help. So
I got to ask you this
one.
That
makes me like him even more.
No, he sounds like a really fun guy. But, you know, I'm like you. If someone did that to me, especially like a Ben Affleck, I'd be like, oh, let's go, whatever. But you're 17 years old. Did you think 19 at the time. Did you think like, not that he wouldn't hook up with you as a guy. Were you like, what's the payoff? Because he can,
for him.
Yeah, for him. Not for you. I mean, you're having the time
to,
of life.
To hang out with a guy from college.
That's what I think.
You don't go to Spy young. Bar. Listen, I know a Spy Bar. You don't go to Spy Bar that's loud, dark to hang out with someone. You go sit at a pub and have a beer with him or whatever. You don't bring someone that you can't really communicate with. Not saying he's weird or anything. I like it. I mean,
right.
Shit,
well, I thought he wanted to get in on some college action and thought maybe I could help. And he just
I love
the
him
wrong
even
horse
more.
In
he's
that.
Got the college connect. Oh my God. He's like, dude, you're going to bring me up. But you were dry.
He picked
no
the
connect.
Wrong horse in that race for sure, dude. He did not get anything. And then he's like, all right, I guess I'll go. Well, I'll go hang out with David Blaine and Leonardo DiCaprio. So, like, it's just another night for them, you know, for me, okay. Like, the coolest thing in my life. So that was an exciting, exciting night. And I've met, you know, I've worked for magazines and everything since, and I haven't had anything
close
top
that.
No,
that's
an epic night.
Yeah,
that is.
It was cool.
Because at this time, Fiona Apple would have been at the top
she
of
was.
Her game.
Yes.
I mean, that would have been the all-star lineup right there.
It
David
was.
Blaine was at the top of his
yeah,
game.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that was really everyone.
I think David Blaine and Fiona Apple were dating at the time. It was
wow.
It was like, it was.
Oh, really?
It was really cool.
Can I just tell you whose penis you want to be? David Blaine's.
Yeah.
Why?
He gets a lot of shit.
Oh, dude, he gets. Oh, listen, David Blaine's.
Magician.
Magicians, listen, they fool you.
Yeah.
They're literally like, hey, you want to hang out? And next thing you know, you're sucking the.
Yeah,
you toes. They're sucking their toes or something.
Yeah, you're doing toe tricks.
Toe tricks.
What kind of magicians are you hanging out with?
No, listen.
You know, you're pulling
you've had
your,
some interesting magicians.
Can I
tell
hat.
You something? I've been at some amazing parties, and you see David Blaine, and you're like,
yeah, magicians.
He's pulled. Let me tell you this. There's two guys in the world that that are like God to me. Leonardo DiCaprio is number one.
He's
number one,
no
not
wrong.
Because of his movies, just his whole swag.
Yeah.
Like he takes all
swag.
Of his boys with him everywhere he goes. He keeps the same friends. He does dope movies. He has the hottest chicks. He moves in silence. He wears that little hat all the time. You
not
know,
too showy.
Not too showy. He's, you know, he drives a little
he
Prius, whatever.
A Prius.
Yeah.
He does his thing. And David Blaine, I'm telling you, I've seen David Blaine with some action where I've been like, bro, you just literally want to be like his crusty drawers in the morning. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. And he's magic.
No. No. But then I think like.
He does magic.
Yeah, he makes his penis disappear. All the time. Oh, yeah, dude. Well, okay, so that's
and Dave Navarro, I think, is the other dude that gets a lot of shit.
Really? That skews, no. That skews gothic.
That's yeah. a different type.
That's a different true. Type. Yeah, that's not.
That's true. He dresses yeah. like a magician, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Dave Navarro.
All right, so that is the end of round one. And so the responsibility falls in your hands for picking the winner of that win. Round. Two completely different stories.
Completely different.
And the criteria yeah. can be whatever.
Yes. It doesn't have to be which was the cooler one, but it could be which was the weirder fucked up one.
Yeah, or which one ended up with a little mope.
I got it. You know,
you're right. I did not get anything, really.
I got to think about this one hard because
cool
that is the weirdest story I've heard. And
extreme.
That's like one of the coolest stories I've ever heard, being a person in it. What I really want to know is if I can smell either one of your fingers. No, I'm joking.
He wears gloves.
I know.
He wears gloves when he does
no,
it.
What he said, it was so rancid, it seeped through the glove.
It was intense.
These fingers haven't seen anything in a long time, yeah. so.
I'm
smell
more,
like Danishes.
I'm more weird than cool, I would say.
Yeah?
I like the vagina story.
Yeah.
I do like the vagina story. I really do. I find it fascinating. I would love to be a fly on the wall in that room.
Dude, you know,
just to see.
You can be, bro.
Yeah.
It's $100 a month?
Yeah, to be
yeah. I mean, that's another warning right there, $100 a month. I mean, that's...
See, you see the reality
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I see the red lights going...
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I'm just wondering why the women go there. Are they sat in
no,
their marriage?
No.
Are they single and just want to get off?
You don't have to
like,
ask that question.
What is going on?
They're going there. Yeah. That's the problem. That's yeah. not about
but
why
I wonder
there.
What kind of women are going
there.
There
are women...
You're not going there, and women like you are not going there.
There are women who
there.
Have their oxygen tanks in tow. and their cats waiting for them in the car.
Well, a lot of them do have cats.
At the non-valet that isn't there.
Is there an age range?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I think I was probably, I would say mostly it's.
There's a lot of gray there?
40s.
Oh, 40s, okay. 40s.
But has there, did you see any.
Not attractive.
Did you see any 60s, 70s?
No 60s. I would say 58 looked about the old.
And can I tell you something, guys? We're not talking Hollywood 58.
That's a really
we're talking
old
Midwest 58, yeah. like your great grandma.
Real life 58.
Yeah, real life 58.
All right. So,
all right.
So
I'm going to go with Matt's story because I want to be with Matt and hanging out in that room because that
me
just would have been really
that's
cool
so
at 19 years old.
It actually makes me question, Mel, why would you want to be in
because I find it fascinating.
No. It is fascinating.
Like
but you'd have to wear a hazmat suit to go in there. I couldn't even.
You'd get a waft of that air as soon as you walked in and you'd be out the
well the crazy
out.
Thing is there's like it's in Venice and you can hear homeless people like fighting outside and yelling
romantic
at each other
that's so sweet
it's so awkward yeah. But I love it I love
all
the
right,
program
so we each got half a point on that one so
half
it's split
point,
all right half
yeah.
a point
right.
Wow we got a Spice Girl here today and what else is spicy your underwear is spicy. Whether you're wearing a suit or sweats, you spend 24 hours a day in your underwear. That's a lot of time. So don't make them boring, make them unboring. MeUndies can help you do that. Shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada, and you can save up to $8 a pair with the MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair. You get 20% off your first full order when you go to MeUndies.com/funny, F-U-N-N-Y. That's MeUndies.com/funny for 20% off your first order. Every pair of MeUndies is made from sustainably sourced modal, a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. Nothing can describe the fit and feel of MeUndies, and once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. Comfort. And if you don't love your first pair of MeUndies, they're free, no questions asked. So support our podcast. Help us out here at Allegedly. Go to MeUndies.com. MeUndies.com/funny for 20% off your first order. That's MeUndies.com/funny. And now back to Allegedly.
So let's move on to round two, which is our interview segment,
right.
Where each of us will ask some questions and you guys will give us some response. Because there's this, by the way.
What is that?
This is our sponsor, MeUndies.
Yeah, we got MeUndies.
Oh, nice.
We've got some underwears for you. Oh, yeah. Keith Haring, they actually licensed it, and it's on the underwear. So
that's cool.
We'll talk about MeUndies towards the end or whatnot. But
for men and women's.
I thought you bought us like some Keith Haring potato chips.
No, this is filled with underwear.
Popcorn.
That's actually be a dope product, wouldn't it?
I know,
Keith Haring potato chips.
You know how many rich people would buy those in
all day long? You don't want Lay's. You're like, I want Keith Haring.
That's true. That's very true.
It's a great idea.
All right, on to round two. So I'll go first.
All right.
And my first question is... you're doing AGT now, right?
I am, in the middle of it, auditions.
Tell me how it's going and what it's like without Howard.
Well, it's definitely different without Howard. You know, Howard and Simon Cowell are massive personalities. And Simon Cowell is very sarcastic. I've worked with him for many years. I love him.
Yeah.
And I also really adore Howard. So it's kind of, I'm in two minds as to whether I'm enjoying it more or less.
Right, right.
Either way, the show is a brilliant show to be a part of.
Yeah.
It's absolutely hilarious. We've seen some shitball stuff go down, some really weird stuff go down, and some proper, proper talent.
Right.
And I get to sit next to the so-called germaphobe, Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
So-called, questionable.
The alleged germaphobe, right? And I want to ask this. So is there a different vibe on set with the between those two personalities, between Howard and Simon?
Well, Simon's the boss. It's his show.
Oh,
he created this show 11 years ago.
So do you guys feel a little bit more like mice, like, you know, with someone running around with a broom kind of?
Well, I mean, I know Simon, so I tell him to shut the fuck up every now and again. That's the kind of relationship that we have. He calls me fat and I tell him to shut the fuck up.
What? He calls you fat?
We have this ongoing
joke. That's horrible.
Well, coming out of Simon, it might be a term of affection.
That's the nicest thing that he can say. But I think for Howie and Heidi, this is the first time that they've worked with him. And it's, you know, it's our boss. So it is a little bit kind of tiptoey between them two, but not me. I don't care. Right. Fire me then. He loves me.
Yeah.
Are you ever get jealous of Howie and Heidi's relationship? Because I always felt that Howie had like a big crush. And I mean, who doesn't have a crush on Heidi Klum?
Well,
but you ever feel like, or do you guys have just as good of a relationship?
Well, I think we all have a really good relationship. I mean, I share a dressing room with Heidi, so I'm seeing her naked. And she stands there and goes, look, Melanie. And why? Why do I want to look? I'm so mean to her
before.
Like that.
Oh, yeah. She showed me her Klum one time. Yeah.
She walks around naked all the time.
And you don't.
I don't. I'm like, this is just for my husband.
Wow.
But that means she's dying to see it all.
Yeah,
dying.
That's true.
And she even said to me the other day, I've never slept with a woman before. Wow. And I went, well, I have. You should put it on your bucket list. And she goes, really? I said, yeah. I said, put it on your bucket list.
And then I tried to get them to do shots real quick because I wanted it to go down. I was like, yeah, we can work this out.
I'm even into this. I'm really into this, surprisingly.
Team now.
Yeah. Wow. By the way, you've been with a woman, eh?
I was with a woman for 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you miss that?
No, because my husband's really good at what
I'm a lesbian.
So I'm now converted back.
Gotcha.
I've got the heart of a lesbian. My grandfather used to tell me I had the heart of a lesbian.
I don't know what that means.
You got the fingers of a lesbian.
Right.
Now he does.
Today I do. So this question, has Mel ever come home and been so enamored, and not even like just like attracted, but I just mean really just wowed by an act that she saw on AGT that she told you about it?
You know, she always told me about the funny. There was a comedian on there that she would always come. Oh no, maybe it was a magician. There was a magician that was doing
Matt
some.
Matt Franco, he won that last year.
Yeah, it was a magician. Or whatever.
Oh yeah, the guy. Yeah,
yeah. She would always talk about him. And you know what? Now if I think about it, I was just talking about magicians and all the things that they do. My wife's coming home talking about a guy after work. What does this mean?
Wait a second.
Is she getting the David Blaine?
I don't know.
You got the David Blaine from the guy?
He got David Blaine. My type on it.
Okay. All right. Oh, my God. Wow. We almost figured that one out.
He'll put a rabbit into your hat, that guy. You won't even notice it. You won't even notice it.
Are you getting good talent this time around?
So
I mean, because I'm
so
sure
good.
One of the questions that people always wonder is, like, are you going to run out? You know,
well,
like,
you would think that after 11 years, but no, they keep on coming. And now it's more international from like Russia and Japan.
Yeah. Mm.
Like it's a bit of everything all over. And I must say, we did have this 83-year-old woman coming on stage in a leotard. Did you have her? She was in a leotard and
she was limping.
She tried to do a headstand with her ass facing the audience, which was not a good sight. She finally got up in the headstand and then split her legs.
Yep.
And behind her legs was the American flag.
Hey.
Very patriotic.
Wow. I give her points for creativity.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
it's hilarious.
I can do that at 83.
Yeah.
I love how it's not even sexy at that age. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's just hilarious.
By the way, guys, just for the record, I want to tell you there are some hot women out in the world that are 83.
Yeah.
Just so we're not disparaging
really?
Them. By the way, hold on, wait a second. second. Let's go for
Cher.
Cher's in her 70, maybe.
And 70? She looks good.
She's hot. She looks good, but I think so once you hit 80, it might go down.
You know what? There's 80-year-old women.
Like who?
Okay, how old is Raquel Welch?
She's not in her 80s.
I would say 70s.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, getting toward their 80s. But Raquel Welch, I mean, there's certain people that...
There's only two, that's it.
And they're not even 80.
Look at your fingers.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
This magic, man. Look, I woke up this morning, I could play the piano.
Wow, that's amazing.
What a day.
You're like the Yellow Pages. Let the fingers do the talking.
Yeah.
There you
Bring
go, buddy.
Bring those Yellow Pages back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, bringing them back.
Bring them back.
Well, that sucks that you can't go inside.
No, you wouldn't want to.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to be honest, baby. Yeah. What he said is like, okay, it's a bit weird. But if you were inside and there was some sloshing around or some things came
all right,
around.
Okay.
Is that what happens?
Right.
I don't want to.
That happens?
I don't know. I don't want to venture
there. If his finger is as good as he says it is, that would be now. Happening.
What are you going to do if you get a squirter?
It's getting better. I've been curious as to like what's going to happen when. No, I thought about it yesterday.
You come dressed like Dexter?
What if somebody just flies over
my
shoulder.
No.
You know what he can go? He can get from the Blue Man Show one of those things. Those hooks and you throw one.
Yeah, from SeaWorld.
Yeah, SeaWorld.
SeaWorld bib.
No, you have the out from Outbreak. You're like, with you're coming in with like Dustin Hoffman and Outbreak.
The girl from the Clippers owner, Don, what was that guy?
Don Sterling.
Name? His girlfriend, Vivian, what's her word? That
with
mask?
The
oh, yeah, the mask.
What a fucking
my
idiot.
My wife
that
was
lady
like
was.
Mesmerized by the mask. She was like, there's that mask again. Should I get one? And I'm like, babe,
what?
I'm like, they're gonna think you're that girl that was with Donald Sterling.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd have been a great idea. I'm starting to get a little insight into you, Miss
Mal.
Yeah,
I'm
mask and stuff. So one of the questions that we had, I asked, and this was actually the biggest question that I got asked many times when I said that you were coming in on social media. Is there going to be the Spice Girls reunion coming up? I know you get it all the time.
Question.
It's never ending.
But the thing is, we are in talks with each other closely about this
reunion.
Reunion. So until there's something official to say, there's no point saying anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? Until there's tour dates to announce, until there's show places, and then there's no point really talking about it until that actually happens.
But the talks
and I do
continue.
Feel like it's getting closer and closer to that point.
Does that excite you to
oh
go back
God.
Or to?
Yeah, I've been trying to get those bitches back together for years. Are you kidding me?
When you look back at those years in your life, and what comes to mind? What do you think of right now?
Well, it's funny because I used to always carry around a diary, and you've seen my diary, and I used to have all the girls write their like notes in it. Like we'd rock up to a radio station, I'd go, write down your thoughts and your feelings now, quick.
Wow.
And I've got all these diaries, so it kind of brings back a lot of really good memories, and I'm glad that I kind of forced everybody to write in that diary, well, many diaries. Now it's worth billions.
No, yeah.
I'm joking.
You know
what I'm
eBay.
No. But I mean, we had so much fun. We toured the world together. We're all five best friends.
But would it be different
together.
Now? What would be
now,
different?
We have kids.
Yeah.
So we'd probably have to be, we'd be like a traveling
It'd
gypsy.
Be a reality
yeah.
show.
Yeah, and we'd probably take tutors. Last time we took tutors with us.
That's not the big news. The big news that she was going to drop about that is that, you know, me and four of my friends have formed the Spice Boys, and we're going on tour.
Nice.
I like that.
So
is this an opening act?
Yeah, this.
No, but do you know what? He says that to our kids, and
yeah,
they believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Oh. No,
I'm like, Daddy used to be a Spice Boy. I'm like, no, he didn't.
Yeah. And they're like, no, you're not. Show us the video. I'm like, nope, don't want to do that.
You're going to have to wait for the big reveal.
You got to wait till I go on that world, that block
yeah,
tour.
Yeah, but if you hear him sing, you know he was nowhere near ever going to
yeah,
be.
No.
Really? Not happening?
No.
It's like he's tone deaf. He sings. On one
I was the third member of Milli Vanilli.
It's terrible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't
terrible.
The voice that wowed you in the singing voice that wowed you in the
no.
first place.
I actually have a
no.
good like.
No,
a,
you
a
don't,
good,
Stefan.
Well, I
can. No,
do,
you said that you can sing in an accent.
Can I tell you this?
Oh, he said
I feel
like
I'm watching
an
outtakes
accent.
From Billy Elliot
can
too.
I tell you
because
this? I can
sing
like.
Sing then.
Okay, I'll tell you. Go. Tell me how am I supposed
to... That's
awful.
That's not bad, right?
I like it.
See?
Yeah, but that was
man.
A snippet.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
It was like, I was in for like 2 seconds, and then I kind of went down south.
Yeah. Terrible.
But I'm not any better.
You want to know something funny? I sang that song to my wife. She was laying out. And Michael, I know Michael Bolton, right? So Michael Bolton came in. I was like, Michael, come here for a second.
Name dropper.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
I don't know
Michael
if that's
I know
name.
Michael Bolton. That's awesome. But my mom would be very excited.
Yeah, exactly. The 80-year-old women that he's touching, obviously. But no, I'm joking. But Michael's a cool guy. So I said to him, I said, Michael, do me a favor. I'm going to tell my wife that I'm going to sing this song, and I want you to sing behind her. So my wife's sitting there. I'm like, babe, come on. I'm going to go practice behind you. And I have him sing it. And she turns around, and she's like, that's not that good. Oh, my God, it's Michael Bolton.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Is that a real story?
That's real and everything. Ask Michael.
That is a real story.
Ask Michael.
That is amazing.
Michael's not great live.
Yeah. No, wow. No, he wasn't then.
Well, you know, he wasn't in his element.
Can I say something?
Okay. Poolside.
That guy's got game.
Swag.
He has swag.
Yeah, of course.
Michael Bolton has swag.
He was telling us about the night before what was happening in his hotel room.
Oh, yeah, but he may be with somebody else.
Michael.
Wow.
No, this is way back.
But how he moves, he's just, he's got like a little blackish type of like, I don't know. I think he's
really got swagger.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he does.
My mom, no joke. My mom had two people's poster up in her closet.
Burt Bacharach and him.
No. Michael Bolton and Howard Stern.
Really?
Those were the two people. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
My mom has a weird kind of type. I grew up listening to, like literally driving to elementary school, Howard Stern was on the radio. That's so awesome. Like I grew up
Michael Bolton
with that in my life and Michael Bolton songs in the back. And I am now a Howard Stern fan. Not necessarily a Michael Bolton fan of the music. Right. But
you can't deny that song, though. That song is a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
It's amazing. I have a question. Was there ever a band that was y'all's arch nemesis when you guys were a Spice Girl?
Ooh. It was this girl group called All Saints.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I'd already beaten up one of them in the bathroom, the black girl, Shaznay.
Yeah.
And she started giving me attitude, so I went into the bathroom and tried to rip her weave off. And she choked me, and then we kind of got split up, but I won. Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
And the funny thing is, they've just brought out a new record, I think, like last week.
It's good. Wow. My wife was listening it to the other day,
and
I said, baby, how funny is that? You guys used to have beef, and now here you are dancing around with the kids to their song.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if that's you crazy. Know, maybe
music
if you guys both go on tour again, like this could be like a reignition of the feud.
I don't think they made it over here, did they, All Saints?
I don't think so. No,
well, that big
but
song
I know of
that was in the Leonardo the Beaches song.
Yeah, in the beach. Yeah. I know exactly which song it is.
That song there.
Ooh.
All Saints.
All Saints.
All Saints.
Yeah, look at you. You're thinking of sin over there. You're a dirty mind. You're like, All Saints.
I'm driving to Venice later, okay? I'm driving to Venice.
Is there music playing while this is happening for the 15 minutes?
No, I'll show you a little.
Silent.
No, there's people coughing, I'm sure.
Let me
and
see,
like
you have to show me when
the horns outside. It sounds awful.
Information that I have.
So let me ask.
I'll give you a pamphlet.
Adele recently came out and said that she was inspired by you guys.
I heard something like that.
How does that make you feel?
Yeah,
Adele's amazing.
She is the shit of the shit right now.
Absolutely amazing, amazing.
She's better than Michael Bolt.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You know what the best thing about her is? Not to cut in, but have you seen her personality? I never met her, but when you see her personality, she just seems like one of those girls that could be your best friend and you could just go grab a beer with.
And she took her kid to Disneyland and let him dress up as a princess. That's like the coolest thing ever,
really?
You know?
Oh,
like,
that's cute.
She just seems like a cool... So how does that make you feel, like, knowing that Adele...
I mean, the thing is, when you're in a group, you don't really take it all on board personally because it's shared between the five of us. But I think as a group, it's bloody amazing. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I would like to know who her favorite is, though.
Of the five of you?
Yes.
What do you think? Do you ask,
it's
do you
me.
Ask people?
It's just, it is me. It has to be me.
Do you put people, like, do you ask people that? Like, do you
no,
put people,
I don't.
No.
No.
But do you judge them based on who their favorite is?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Because people don't usually probably tell
you. Why is your favorite?
No, they do. They lie to my wife. And this is the funniest thing in the world. You could see Jerry around the corner, my wife right here. The people will run up and go, "You're my favorite." And then as soon as they take the picture, Jerry comes around the corner. It's like, you're my favorite. You know, it's the opening line.
I would say you are the one that I would most want to hang out with.
Right.
I'm a huge David. I mean, David Beckham to me is like...
He wasn't in the group, though.
No, I know, but
he was around a lot.
He's adjacent.
Now he's throwing fucking David.
You throw him in, it's like...
It comes together, right? No. It's a package. So I mean, just to be around that, I would go with Posh for like, just to get to be able to touch that.
Right.
Not that Posh. He would let me...
You're not talking about anything.
Wait, have you seen like a rear end or anything?
I don't know of you. I mean, you were on tour with us too. You used to hang out.
Did he ever like, did you ever, was he playing soccer in something?
You want to know something? You want to know something? He wasn't doing that, but I got to tell you something that it was never publicized. And like, I thought it was genius with him. He He was in the middle of the tour, and he would literally go and fly to Africa. Listen to this, with no paparazzi,
UNICEF.
No nothing around.
It was for UNICEF.
Not UNICEF, UNICEF.
UNICEF.
That's that charity with one cook.
Yeah, one cook.
UNICEF.
UNICEF. No, he would fly there.
He's busy, guys. Help him out.
He would literally go to, like, the worst of the worst places and fly there, open up these, like, fields for people to play or whatever, and come back, and you'd never hear any press about it. And I always thought, like, you know what?
That's cool.
He's really...
That's really cool.
And by the way, he's, like, the nicest... You know how big he is in the world? Like, he's one of the
No, I'm asking you how big he is. That's what I want to know.
Oh, Jesus. How big... Did you not show him?
No, I never... No, I never saw that or anything.
If I was a guy and I was at the urinals, I would always want to look.
Competition
is always.
Really?
Don't you do that?
I'm busy having mine not touch the water because mine's so big. Good, like, you know, I gotta keep it from the water.
Lordy.
He's too busy
really
draping
big.
His over his wrist.
Really big?
I gotta listen, I got some tape that I gotta tape it to my leg.
Wow.
Actually, you gotta feed it. You gotta probably feed it a treat.
No, my penis is still at my house real quick. I'm still reeling it here. It's still coming here.
Unbelievable.
Oh, please.
When you look at Pasha and David's lifestyle now, is that crazy to you? Like, they are like royalty. Is that bizarre to you?
You know what? They've worked so hard for it.
Yeah.
Like Victoria and her fashion line, she eats, lives, and breathes it. So
yeah, that's intense.
They deserve a lifestyle.
But you guys
like
seem like the complete opposite, which is like pretty down to earth and like, you know.
No, she's very down to earth. She's just a little bit of a bitch to people, but she's very down to earth. She
right.
is, with a great sense of humor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think between the five of us, we're all bitches at some point.
Fair enough. But I do feel like it's, I don't know, maybe it's because of, that's what the media or whatever does. I look at them as like, king and queenish, you know, like
well,
as
they are. I mean, they
with
are
with the money and
to
everything.
Us, they
and then
are.
I look at you guys, and you guys are people that I feel like I could go to a bar with and hang out. Like, as
you could do that with them too. It's okay. Just in the right environment.
Well, give
them
my number. Yeah. And tell
I will.
Them. Let's all do it.
All right, go to the Saddle Ranch.
Yeah, Saddle Ranch.
Ride the bull.
The bull won't be working that day. I will be in the position of the bull. David, it's your turn to get up and do the bull.
Christ.
Oh no, that's really fake. It's a fake bull.
When Victoria had her reality show.
Yeah.
I filmed it with her.
Yeah.
And we did like a whole scene at the Saddle Ranch, which is hilarious.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
The Saddle Ranch. That's where a lot of... Theo was a reality star himself. He was on Road Rules back in the day.
Road Rules back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Show, remember that show? Like kids playing games and stuff?
And then he did Last Comic Standing.
Hey, you know, you're my favorite on that show.
Thanks, dude. Oh, and then here comes Jerry.
Yeah. All right, your question, Theo.
So I did read that you guys just own like an exclusive business community in Australia. Like, what's that like? Is that like a, like, are you guys like rubbing elbows with like some hierarchy? Like, what is that like?
You know what? My buddy, Daniel Hakim, he has an amazing private
so
club. Yeah,
it's like a networking group.
It's a networking group. So essentially, it's everybody
that's
there.
You should bring it over here.
Yeah, he's actually going to bring it over here. But it's really cool because it's like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
You're all in the same room and you're there to not just to do your work, but also, you know,
to connect.
Casually have a conversation or whatever.
Right.
And it's, you know, listen, in life, I think that if you're young and you're on the upswing in life, why not connect with other people? And when I say young, I don't mean age-wise. I mean just in the career that you're doing.
Of course.
Like-minded people and, you know, try to better yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard out there.
All better each other together.
Oh, it's hard. You're constantly looking for the next thing, you know, keep your, you know, because you don't know how long... Especially in entertainment, the career you have will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah. No, I just read about it. It just sounded really interesting. I didn't know if it was like a kind of like a like,
well, I mean, well, the thing that they didn't tell you is we all lie down afterward and touch each other with one
minutes.
Finger 15 minutes.
Now,
and
that's gross.
But we have music playing.
There you go.
Exactly.
I'm down here diddling homeless people.
You play All Saints.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do homeless people sign up?
I don't think so.
No, they can't afford the $100 sign up.
Oh, my God. Stop the madness.
Yeah, please.
Sorry.
By the way, the only club I belong to is the Cookie Dough of the Month Club, which I get sent to me every month, which is pretty awesome.
Say, that
and
is
you eat the cookie dough
the
raw. You're not supposed to cook it.
Really?
It's this group called Edibles, and they send you a tub, and it's like snickerdoodle, and the whole point, it's not made with eggs or whatever. You can eat it raw, and it's the best thing.
Oh, so it's vegan.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, that's good.
It's the coolest thing. That's the club that I belong to.
Wow, and I wonder why you didn't have anything going on in college. Hey.
Wow.
Couple more questions. What do we have here? Matt, I think it's your turn.
So I want to ask, so you guys have four kids.
Four kids.
You guys have four children?
Four.
Yeah. Between us. Well, one together. And then I had one from a previous marriage.
And you had two from a previous marriage?
No, I have one with my wife.
Right.
So we have one. I have one with an ex-girlfriend. My wife has... I can't keep up with her baby daddy.
Oh, shut
she's
up.
Got a lot. She's got
I have a 17-year-old from my ex-husband and my 8-year-old, 9-year-old.
You guys
from
look so young.
Like,
it's like you guys had other lives.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
You want to know something crazy, though? My wife, when she got married to her first husband, he had a gold tooth. in a cowboy hat.
He was my backing dancer on Top.
That was Eddie Murphy,
before.
No.
I did that before J-Lo did it. I married my backing dancer.
You made it cool before.
I want to make that really
clear. Before
Britney,
everyone. Yeah,
everybody.
Oh, my God.
And he was from Amsterdam.
It was Casper. Everybody in Amsterdam is a gold tooth. Every white dude.
There you go. It's European.
And their nickname is Lion. Something Lion.
Yeah.
Everybody from Amsterdam.
So you guys feel like parents of a teenager, almost not teenager anymore?
I feel like I'm 18, so I, you know.
She's a teenager, too.
Yeah.
She's you got all girls, right?
Yeah, all girls. I'm happy that I have all girls. I didn't want boys.
All four of y'all's children.
No,
totally
I do want to have a boy at some point, maybe.
Oh, a boy would be so great, I think.
I don't want a little boy, because little boys are terrors.
As long as they're healthy, you shouldn't even be caring about the sex.
Yeah, man,
that's true, but I feel like...
Yeah. Wait, not me. I mean, she could do that on her own. But, you know,
boys on
the club.
Yeah. I'll be in Venice.
Yeah, I'll be in Venice with my boy right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Fiddling on some disco bushes.
Finger fighting.
I think you'd be a good dad to a boy. Like, I think
I love kids.
Because he said that. Now I'm gonna get pregnant on purpose with a boy.
Yeah. Can I tell you this real quick? I'll run away. But the second thing is
grab your sperm, spin it, find the boy, and
I'll come to this party. This sounds fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Sounds like my weekend plans actually.
Spinning my sperm. I didn't even know what that is. But anyway, hopefully it's not like...
Wait, they separate the boy sperm from the...
No, they don't. They do that now?
Oh, that's cool.
They can do anything.
Wow.
And you guys met on... You guys met
when? On blackmen.com.
No, really? No.
Wow. Yeah.
Farmersonly.com, was it?
But you must have used a filter. I guess he used a filter.
No, I did blackface.
Detroit. Like, yeah. He's like, I'll use Detroit. Yeah. This will be my filter.
I told her I had like that Michael Jackson disease, and I just... the first date, I was like, I went like
wow. Mexican,
yeah. But did you feel like... Because I know you've been married to a black man before. Did you feel like she only liked black guys?
No, because I think that she dated... multiracial, kind of like I did, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, even though I am light-skinned or whatever, I'm 100% black, you know what I mean?
Well, apparently, with the snake.
We both have the same concoction. Our dad's a black, and our mum's a white.
Oh, really?
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
So essentially, back in the day, if you were black, you knew you made it if you had a Cadillac or a white woman on your arm.
Right.
That was
100%.
Like how you... Yeah, that's how you knew you made it. Yeah. So it was like... Our dads were like, man, I got to give me some of these snow bunnies out this motherfucker.
See, why do we have a baby and then we can make sure that it has your blue eyes?
Honey, can I just tell you something real quick? I'm still living my young life right now.
Oh, God.
I'm not trying to have, like, more kids right now.
Yeah.
I'm swagged out. I'm hanging out. I'm chilling. Look how dope I look.
He's fucking singing with Michael Bolton.
Where are your gold chains?
Listen, you want to strip me of all my gold chains.
Yeah.
You want to take all my swag away from me and have me in the house like Mr. Mom with a baby?
And have your gold chains?
I need my gold. My gold chains are like, listen, that baby will be like...
I think you're trying to recapture your youth. Like,
wow.
I am. Guess what? One last run, baby. One last run before I get to that age.
So you know what he said to me today? So we've been married for nearly 9 years. He goes, I've decided that I can't sleep in the bed with you anymore.
Yeah. No, I can't.
And I'm like, why? Hold on, I haven't finished. I'm like, why? He goes, because you pull the covers off me and then you twist and you turn. I said, after 9 years... You just now decided that you're not going to sleep in the same bed. He goes, yeah, I'm gonna sleep on the sofa and we'll take it in turns.
By the way, no, watch this. I was dead serious.
In all seriousness.
No, I'm going to tell you why. Okay, listen to this real quick. First of all, my wife throws the room to... We have plants in the room. They're dying because it's freezing, right?
Yeah.
We have plants that are like... They think they're in Alaska. So all the leaves are falling off. It's like 60 degrees. And then she takes the cover and she wrenches it off me to puff it between her legs. I'm freezing my nuts off. I wake up. My blood is like frozen. I don't feel good. And my wife... It's every night. I can't get a decent night's sleep.
But then why don't we just buy two separate duvets?
She wants to have two little baby duvets.
Lucy and Desi in the I Love Lucy.
Oh,
they had some.
Yeah, I like
there.
That.
My
yeah.
parents sleep in different rooms.
As soon as I moved out to college,
my dad moved in another room because my dad snores. My mom can't handle it. My mom loves the air conditioning up to 60 degrees.
And dad,
like cold like
your
hers.
Father my and I get a partner together, and your mom can move in with my wife.
I hope you like a close to 70-year-old man.
No. I'm talking about buddies.
Oh, just buddies. Yeah. Okay.
No more kids.
I smell a sitcom.
So maybe a kid.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely not shooting blanks. So let's get that straight, guys.
Hey.
But But hey, if it's that cold in the room, you might not even
not even have to worry.
Well, yeah. I don't have to. My balls are so tucked up into my pelvis that you know,
every it's like Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, it's Groundhog's Day. They get to come out once in a while. It's like, oh, yep, it's spring. Like,
wow,
it's summertime.
No, we do. I must say, after 9 years, we do still have a really good, intense sex life.
Yeah. Thanks to me.
Yeah.
What do you mean, thanks to you?
You kidding me?
I participate.
Yeah, who turns up the heat?
Can I just tell you something real quick?
No, do the Jesus pose a lot. He lies on his back.
Can I tell you something real quick? And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something real quick. I'm allowed to, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why? Why are you yelling? You have a microphone.
Because I'm getting.
This is working you up. I think you guys are going to fuck right here.
Yeah, exactly.
We can leave the room.
Theo can chip in with one finger.
We need a sex
one
tape.
Finger.
So listen to this. So
I can probably warm you from here.
I'm telling you this real quick. Because I am such a lesbianic guy.
Yes.
Everything, like when he's talking about one finger. I'm talking about what he can do with a finger, I can do with a glance of an eye, like just staring.
Wow.
Used to be like that. I turned you into that.
And by the way, yes, honey, yes, you did. Yes, you did, honey.
You did.
You were the first woman I ever was with anyway.
You used to be with all those skinny little white girls.
Just
be satisfied with like that.
Oh, no. But they're all broken in half somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
They're all starving.
Yeah, they don't have the old tube steak to eat, but
oh my god.
Joking.
Really?
Okay, so possibly a kid. We could possibly see a kid in the near future.
You confirmed it though. You said there is a tube steak down there.
Yeah,
we could possibly see a kid. We could possibly see a Spice Girls.
Yes.
I'm going to ask something that you certainly don't have to answer, and I just am curious. Do you have a relationship with Eddie these days?
I do, but it's very just respectful.
And so, like, the child that you share has a relationship as well. So that's basically...
But she sees Stefan as her dad because he's been there from the very, very beginning.
Exactly. Wow. And
but we do go over there for times and stuff.
For
dinners and stuff. So, you know, I think that in a situation how things... And I'm not one to get involved with any of that because it had nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
So, but just I think that it's turned out to be for the better for everyone. So everyone kind of gets, you know what I mean?
It's evened out. And it's kind of like, yeah.
And it's good for the kids.
I did see he's having another baby actually with a white woman too.
I tell you that baby's going to be gorgeous right there though?
Yeah, that is going to be a gorgeous baby.
All his kids are gorgeous. I mean, look, he's got his daughter's like a Victoria's Secret model, I think.
So you and Eddie are friendly, then you guys are affable.
Yeah. He's always been really, really cool. And by the way, you got to understand, I actually, you know, I'm a big fan of Eddie.
Oh, dude, this is the house. This place, we're in the comedy store. Like,
I'm
a massive, Eddie Murphy fan. So I don't really get. I'm not one of those guys who comes into someone's life and like, yeah, you were with that guy and you guys had a problem,
right?
Because that was none of my business, and I don't know.
But also, he's not like that either,
right?
And he always makes sure that he invites the whole entire family over.
Is his daughter have his sense of humor or your sense of humor? You feel like
my sense of humor,
really?
Yeah,
yeah.
Which is what
my sense of humor? Well,
what is
no, no. I mean, you're funny. No, I didn't mean it.
She's very sarcastic, but she does dumb things. She's always trying to, you know, prank me or do things. You know, I'm a big prankster in the house.
Right.
So I'm always pranking the kids, doing things or whatever. And she's definitely taken after me. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys are so young.
Are you going to be the dad as they start dating? That is what kind of,
you know
what?
I'm a cool dad. Listen, I think that the boys, first of all, or the men or whoever it's going to probably be a 35-year-old person because they won't date until they're 35.
There you go.
No, I'm joking. No. But I think the boys are going to be smart enough that when I have a conversation with them one-on-one for about 15 minutes, they're going to go, you know what? I don't want to see your daughter anymore. Or I'm actually a good guy.
Right.
And you know what? I'm going to show you that I'm a good guy.
Pass the test.
And you know what? Listen, by the way, all kids need their heart broken. All kids need to have a bad
thing,
you know, because if not, the first person they meet, they're going to think they're going to be with. And that's just not probably the truth.
Yeah.
Well, my brother.
You guys seem so
realistic.
Your
brother? Yeah, but guess
what? First person. Met on Tinder.
Really?
Been with her for 2 years. They're going to move in together.
Yeah, but that's for 2 years. And how old your brother?
He's 25.
But he's had relationships before, right?
But he's had relationships.
Nope.
Never.
Really? Oh, my God.
Really?
And this is it.
You're putting out his business. He's like, you motherfucker.
I know. I was like, even in my head, I was like, should I be saying this? I'll tell you stories out there. All right.
So that's going to, I think, in round two.
But they have to pick a winner of round two.
They have to pick a winner of round two. The better interviewer.
Oh,
that one's hard. You guys were both good. I mean, can I go a draw?
It's hard for them.
Draw?
You guys are great.
I mean,
a draw? Well, it was a draw on the first one. All right.
Well, it's a draw with me. But she's
really good.
She's the deciding factor.
Okay.
My wife's the deciding factor.
Why are you putting it all on me?
I'm a draw.
Good.
Just so you know, I'm a draw.
Why are you putting it all on me? Let's decide together.
No, because women rule the world.
Wow, listen, oh, this will hold up in court.
What do you want to know?
What do you want to go to court?
Why did you do one, two, three, and
okay,
then point?
All right.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, cool. One, two, three.
What?
Yes!
Oh, did it hurt?
No,
no, I didn't.
He pointed both.
No, I split it.
Okay.
He split it. So I got one and a half.
I split my fingers.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah.
All right.
And then we'll move to round three real quick, which could be the deciding factor of the round.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about a current event, which is my favorite feud of the moment, Kim Kardashian versus Bette Midler, which...
Oh, that is hilarious.
I guess you can imagine what side
that's
I'm on.
That's a huge Bette Midler.
What side are you on?
Bette Midler. Oh, really, Bette. I mean, in my DNA.
By the way, we've had dinner with Bette Midler a couple times. She is the funniest, coolest woman. She's
dirty.
A
blast. She's dirty. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Wow. Oh, my God. I would actually push David Beckham aside to have dinner with Bette Midler. That would be like my dream come true. Anyway, to recap it real quick, Kim Kardashian posted a photo of herself with nothing on.
National Women's Day.
On National Women's Day. And a couple celebrities came out and said some things about that, including Bette Midler and Chloe Moretz, who said something, and Piers Morgan,
Piers
who
Morgan
said something as well.
And Pink said something. Pink and
Pink said something.
And you know what? The
Pink
surprising
said, I think, can I hit that? That's probably what Pink said. I would think.
you know what the surprising factor was is that Miley Cyrus was like the voice of reason.
Yeah, I know, right? Who'd have thunk it?
That was
so
not even
so.
Her.
So basically, the whole debate was whether is it okay? She should be proud and she should be showing who she is, or is it just a little tacky and tasteless? Well,
you know what
whatnot?
I say right now, you can do no good in this world if you don't do that. You're whack. If you do it, you're whack.
Thing is, everybody's seen everything of hers anyway. So
I don't really know.
Well, that was Bette Midler's joke. She said if we need to, you have to swallow it. But you know, she got very defensive and
so let's throw the topic out.
The nasty things about Bette and whatnot.
You can't say anything. Now, that's wrong. You can't say anything nasty about Bette Midler.
I agree. You're going to lose in that fight.
You know what, though? But here's the thing. If people getting excited about stupid things. I mean, people need to be worrying about much more important things in the world right now. I mean, did you see how much attention that got on social media and Twitter and in the news and everything?
Right.
And meanwhile, we have like... you know, ISIS getting ready to blow something up or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right. It's
like,
people don't want to hear about that.
There's bigger issues.
When you put it like that,
there's bigger issues. You know what I mean?
That's true. But you are on Kim's side, correct?
I'm on Kim's side of this on this debate, yeah.
If I had Kim's body, I would be putting that picture up. She looked good in it.
She did look good.
She looked good.
She looked good.
And you know what?
Well, Bette put one out today, too, of her body.
With a thong.
Her backside and the thong.
She has a good, cute... Is that her body?
I don't know. Look good enough, though.
It looked good.
Listen, by the way, I don't care if that's her body. Bette Midler can get it when she's 90 because you're still going to be hitting the young.
She's three women.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And by the way, when she gets 80, she will be the one that is still there.
No, she won't be. There's a love of my life that is going to get it. That is, my wife knows I will have to leave her. I will instantly, the papers will be on the
Sade,
table.
Sade
all day long.
Sade.
Because I know someday Sade is going to sing to me in my ear as I'm waking up in the morning with her.
Okay, so that's your pass out. What's my pass?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, who's your choice?
Listen to what he said.
Oh,
the guy from Vegas. What's
No. What's his name?
Wayne Newton.
With Carrot Top.
What's your dad's name? Dennis Quaid. That's who you got. Dennis Quaid.
That'll do.
Oh, I take it back. What are you talking about?
He's sexy.
No, actually, he is. No. You know who I actually said? If I can have her, I told her the, what's his name? Mr. Vegas.
David Blaine.
No, the old guy.
Wayne Newton?
Wayne Newton.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're like, Shen.
I'm not really getting the good side of this deal here.
I'd rather Fig Newton.
Are you kidding me? Wayne Newton, he sings Donka Shin to her late night?
Oh, my God. Do you want to wake up to that face?
I just threw up in my mouth.
Wow. Well, I mean, obviously he's on Kim's side. I'm on Bette Midler's side.
Oh.
We got to pick a side. And then ultimately the winner of the podcast.
I'm split again. I like
Kim's
him.
Kim's my friend and I know Bette.
So
that's a really hard one.
Kim's your friend? You like hang out with Kim?
Yeah. So I can't really pick between either.
All right. So there go. If we total up the score, I have 2.5 and you have 1.5. So bam. Ergo, the winner of the podcast is...
Matt.
You didn't have to say it as well. She had already said it. Okay,
cool. I thought that the cue cards you guys are feeding us.
We have a gift for you before
we
you
want to present to you
MeUndies.
Some MeUndies. They're actually really comfortable.
They're super comfortable.
Are you an underwear person or no?
No, but yeah. I will try them.
Okay. Are you an underwear person or are you a
free
baller?
Yes, I do. No, free baller.
Oh, no,
I got to keep them
off. Oh, because it's, oh, yes, exactly.
That thing will start going out there, seek and destroy.
No, I think any guy who doesn't wear underwear, that's just offensive. That shouldn't be allowed.
You don't like to see the little turtle head peeking?
No.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
You're telling me David Beckham walks by, you don't want to see the package swinging.
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, really wait, well, bad.
But don't you want to see it in, at least it's in underwear?
I will tear them off with my teeth.
Oh, my God.
Well, these are absolutely wonderful, and thank you guys. They're a gift for you guys for coming out.
Are these unisex? Because
they are. They're unisex. We got
unisex.
There's unisex, and there's just men's.
There's just men's, some boxer briefs.
Cool, because one thing I didn't tell you guys I want to say before I leave, I wear women's underwear.
Hey.
Wow.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
G-string.
I'm not surprised. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, guys, for coming.